Hi, Carla. We are back in session. Item number 548, please. 548.
Authorized settlement agreement with and memorandum of understanding with Portland Firefighters Association to settle a retroactive pay grievance and tort claim and allow for the city to make payments totaling $53,495 to certain former and current bargaining unit members.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. This is a settlement from our last fire contract. There was an arbitration filed, and we have come to what we believe is a good settlement and a good process to make sure that this is not an issue in the current fire contract that we are now negotiating. And so on that note, I will turn it over to our esteemed panel. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners. I'm Ryan Gillespie, Interim Fire Chief for Portland Fire and Rescue. To my right is Senior Deputy City Attorney Heidi Brown. And to my left, Gerald Gaddis, Human Relations, Labor Relations Manager. And I also want to recognize Alan Fischweiler, President of Local 43, in the House here today. We're here to discuss a settlement agreement and memorandum of understanding with PFFA. This ordinance today pertains to PFFA members who retired or separated from employment with PFNR after June 30th, 2016, but before the collective bargaining agreement was adopted via interest arbitration on December 29th, 2017. There's 26 individuals. Those individuals are identified in Attachment A. The total dollar figure that we're talking about is $53,494.72 for this settlement agreement. I'm going to turn the microphone over to Heidi Brown, and she will provide further detail on the settlement agreement and the MOU.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council. So we had two matters pending. There was a grievance that was filed, and then additionally there was a tort claim notice that had been filed on behalf of retroactive payments that the union felt was owed to certain employees who, as Chief Gillespie said, retired after the conclusion of the old contract, July 1, 2016, but before we adopted the new contract via interest arbitration. The question would be, the tort claim notice would be resolved via the grievance, so the question would be, well, how would the arbitrator rule? And I felt that there were issues where an arbitrator could rule either for or against us. If they ruled against us, the arbitrator would award wages and benefits that would total approximately $100,000. And then it would also set a standard going forward that people retiring in this interim period or separating from service would then be entitled to retroactive pay, and we would have to track them down and give them their payments. If we won, then there would be no wages and benefits, and it would set the standard the opposite, that we would not pay. In this settlement, the final thing would be that if we lost in the grievance, then we would also have exposure under the tort claim notice, which would increase our potential liability because you're not only looking at the wages and benefits, which we would pay pursuant to the grievance, but also there would be penalties and attorney fees that could significantly bump up that expense. So under the settlement agreement, we agreed to just pay the wage portion only, not the additional benefits that could be due and owing, and that totaled the $53,495, as Chief Gillespie said. Additionally, though, what we're gaining is we have the parties agreed under the settlement agreement that we'll sign a tentative agreement stating that going forward, anybody who separates from city service after the end of the prior contract, but before we've adopted a new contract, either via ratification by council or by interest arbitration, that those folks will not be entitled to retroactive pay. So we have it set the way that we'd like to have it, and we don't have to worry about going forward any question about that resolving in a different way than we'd like. So I think, and then dismissing any claims under the tort claim notice, the individuals will individually dismiss their claims and the union will dismiss its claim. So those are the benefits to why we felt that this was a reasonable settlement for council to consider. And if there's any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them.
Seems like a reasonable compromise. Commissioner Hardesty?
Thank you. I move that we accept. Are we ready to vote on it?
It's actually an ordinance, so we have to take public testimony, and as you can see, there are thousands of people here waiting to testify. How many people, if any, do we have signed up?
No one signed up.
Does not surprise me, since we only have one person here.
And he's just making sure I do it right.
Very good. So unless there's any further discussion, we'll call the roll. Commissioner Hardesty.
I just want to appreciate the fine legal counsel that we have working with us at the Fire Bureau, and just how wonderful it's been both to work with legal counsel and with labor, and just what good partners they've been in helping us to resolve a lot of issues. When I inherited the Fire Bureau, I inherited a lot of arbitration that most of it just went away because we just made it go away. And I just want you to know that it's because we've got a fine team that works very hard to get to a win. Thank you for your work. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Commissioner.
All right. Very good. Please call the roll.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for your work. Aye.
Wheeler.
Good work, everyone. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. We are adjourned.
Thank you.